Father, we want to thank you that you died on the cross for us, that you are forever a heavenly Father who is looking at us at us down from heaven, even right now as we worship you. Thank you, Father, for your love on the cross. Thank you for your providence and your protection each and every day. Thank you that we can call you Abba Father and worship you and follow after you and do what is right in your sight. Even this morning, Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the good things that you have done in our lives. Lord, we bless your name this morning. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. We pray that you speak to us from your word this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. Today we are celebrating, this country is celebrating Father's Day, and I have been asked to speak a few words regarding this occasion, even though we don't celebrate as such. But it's a good day to think about what it means to be a father. And last week, I believe you heard about the love of a father, and today I want to continue with that. So we are interrupting our series for just a few Sundays. And I believe that today's message is going to be a blessing for you. There are many of us who are fathers who are seated here, or people who are going to be fathers. And there are many seated here who are related to either to fathers or to husbands, even in this very room. So I believe that this is a message that is relevant for all of us, and it is something that we can look forward to. Last Monday, as of last Monday, I have been married for 23 years, and we celebrated our anniversary. I praise God for His grace upon our life. I have been a father for 20 plus years now, and have raised children, our three children, in the Gulf and even in this country. So God has taught me a few things, and today I want to ask a question: do fathers really matter in a family? We are living in a culture where fathers, the role of a father has become obsolete or irrelevant because of the way the culture has been deceived by Satan. And there is a rise of divorce. There is a rise of single parent raising a child, most of them mothers raising children by themselves. And there is also the problem of gay marriage, where there are two ladies or two men. We don't know who is a father and who is a mother. And in many occasions, fathers are absent from their families. And they are not a role model for the children as they grow up in their lives. But today I want to discuss with you about what does God say about fathers. When God created the family in the Garden of Eden, He established the role of a father after Himself, because God is our Heavenly Father. He created man in His own image, and in the responsibility that He gave to the men or the husbands or the fathers is a role that has to bear His image. And we know that fathers have, or husbands have to be the leaders of the family. And fathers have to be obeyed. For all the young people seated here, let me tell you, fathers need to be obeyed and honored among our midst. So, when I was researching for this topic, I thought about something that I can pass on to each of the fathers here, which is, the fathers need to lead by example. That is what God expects from fathers in a family. Lead by example. And I want to bring before you five qualities of a godly father. Before even I go into that, I came across a poem that I like very much, and I want to read out to you, and I hope you will enjoy it as much as I did. It says, "What makes a dad? God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of a summer sun, the calm of a quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of the eagle's flight, the joy of a morning in spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of a family need. Then God combined these qualities. When there was nothing more to add, He knew His masterpiece was complete, and so He called it Dad." It's an ideal situation about who a dad is or who a father can be. So I want to bring before you five qualities of a godly father. Remember the word godly. Godly fathers. We are like God, representing God in our families. And these are five qualities that we need to take in our lives. If you want to take notes, it will be a good thing for you to note it down, because I'm sure this is going to help you in the future. Number one, quality number one is that he leads by example. A father leads by example. Number one, he leads in godliness. In godliness, Psalms 15 verses 2 to 5 speaks about this. He walks uprightly, he works righteousness, he speaks the truth in his heart, he does not backbite with his tongue, he does not do evil to his neighbor, he does not take up a reproach against his friend, he despises a vile person,
He honors those who fear the Lord. He swears to his own hurt and does not change. He does not put out his money at usury and does not take a bribe against the innocent. Our Father is a godly man, and he leads in godliness in all his ways, as he leads his family in this journey of life. The second thing, how he leads his family, is he leads in prayer and family altar. The word of God says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23 that the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. A father or a husband is the head of the family, and within the family bounds, it is the responsibility of the father to lead his family in an altar before God. And that is what a father should do. He should lead in prayer, even within his home, and not leave it to the mother or somebody else to do the same. The third thing that I can think about as he leads in example is that he leads in integrity. Integrity is what you do when nobody is looking at you. And a father has to be an example in integrity. Psalms 101 verse 2 says, in the words of David, I will behave wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. David had this to speak about himself, that I will walk within my house within a perfect heart. Every father has to be a model of integrity. When the children look up to you, in your actions, in your words, in your deeds, they should see you a man of integrity. And you will be a model in doing what you say and saying what you do. You have to lead in integrity. Then a father also leads in selfless living. Selfless living is that beyond your own needs, you think about the needs of your family first. This is the example of Christ, who gave himself selflessly on the cross. He gave. God so loved the Son, so loved the world that he gave. As a father, we have to be selfless in our living. In Psalms 103 verse 13 says, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth those who fear him. That pitying, that compassion, knowing to fill a need for your child, is what a father should be doing each and every day in his life. And also a father leads in giving. Giving out what is necessary for the children. Matthew chapter 7 verse 9 to 11 speaks like this. In the words of Jesus, or what manner is there among you, if a son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? We have to set an example of giving as a father, and that is something important that we have to lead by our examples. So the first quality I said was a father leads by example. The second quality that the Bible speaks about a father is that a father provides for his household. A father provides for his household. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, Apostle Paul says these words, but if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. A responsibility of the father is that he will take care of his family. He will provide what is needed for his family. And this is what the Bible says. And this is what Apostle Paul says. He provides for his own household. The third quality is that he manages his household very well. When Apostle Paul was speaking to his spiritual son Timothy, and when he was describing the offices of a bishop and a deacon, one of the things that Apostle Paul emphasized was that you need to manage your household very well. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 4 and 5, Apostle Paul speaks about a bishop like this. A bishop is one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Paul speaks about a bishop that he has to rule and manage his own household very well, which means the father is the manager of his house. That responsibility, unfortunately, is in the shoulders of many women. And I'm telling you, the God-given responsibility is for a father to manage, lead by example, and do it in that way. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12, Paul speaks about the deacons like this. Let deacons be husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. You have to rule in a way that is just. You have to manage your home. You have to be a leader within your home. The fourth one is a very important thing that many fathers are not doing these days. It says a father disciplines his children justly. Not abusing his children, not putting down his children, but disciplining them in a just manner. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 24 says, he who spares his son hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. When a son or a daughter make a mistake, don't wait for the next day to speak to him. Right and then, make sure that you give a proper discipline, that the children will be not repeating the same mistakes again, because a father and a mother are training the children so that when they get old, they will not depart from it. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 says, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. It is a role of a father. As the word of God says, bring up your children in the training and admonition of the Lord. I know that we are living in a country that frowns about discipline, but I'm telling you, this is a God-given principle, and it is the responsibility of a father to properly discipline your children when they need discipline. I'm not talking about physical abuse. I'm not talking about wounding and hurting your children. I'm talking about loving discipline. Our children should understand when they're doing wrong, and it is the duty of a father to give the proper discipline in time. Not delayed response, not wait for the mother to speak, but the father has to take the responsibility and discipline the children so that they will walk in the way that they have to walk. And finally, after all this, number five, the fifth quality is that a father intercedes for his children daily. A very important thing that fathers are supposed to do according to God's word. When we read the life of Job, the perfect man in the Old Testament, in Job chapter 1 verses 4 and 5, Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters. It says in verse number 4 onwards that the sons would have a day of feasting, call the sisters and they would feast in each of the sons' homes. But what Job would do, it says that he would rise up early in the morning and he would offer burnt offerings for each of his sons. Which means that every day morning, can you imagine, Job would wake up and offering burnt offerings for each of the son. And this is what Job would say, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. And Job would do that regularly. This was why he was an upright man. This was why he was a man who was blameless and who feared God. And as fathers, let me tell you, many of us do not do that responsibility. But God has given us the responsibility to intercede and pray for our children every day by their names, so that God will not hold them accountable. Especially when they go out, they sin, we should pray, Lord, keep our children under your influence so they don't go away from the path that you are training them. Finally, I want to take the word father, F-A-T-H-E-R, and give you five or six things that you can learn, and I will close here. A father, start with the word F. F will stand for faithful. A father is faithful at all times. He is faithful to his work. He is faithful in his commitment to his wife, who is a mother. He is faithful to his children. He is faithful to his ministry. And he is faithful to his call of God. He is faithful at all times. A would stand for affectionate. He loves his family. As Christ loved the church, a husband should love his wife, and a father should love his children. A father should be affectionate. In our culture, we don't show our affection very much out openly, but we need to do that more. We all know that fathers love the wives and the children, but we don't show it out more. Make sure that we tell our children, "I love you. May God bless you." I mean, speak out the words and give them a hug a time and again. And that would make a great influence in the life of your children. Third one is T, for trustworthy. A father is a trustworthy person. He can be trusted. Especially a son or a daughter. And usually a son. For him, if he has to confide to anybody about his problems, instead of going to somebody else and confiding, his father should be the first person that a son goes and confides, knowing that the father is not going to beat him up, but the father is going to take care of his needs. And this is what every father should make a point, that you are trustworthy and you stay as a role model for your family. H stands for honorable. A father is honest and he meets all his obligations. He is somebody that the children will learn by, especially how you take care of your finance, how you treat strangers, how you speak to people or about people. This is what the children take, and especially from the fathers. E stands for energetic, and I put here, he is eager to do his household chores. The reason I put it here is that we are not living in India where the father was working and the mother was only staying in home. Here both families, husband's wife, they both go to work. And many times as part of our culture, we expect the woman to do all the work at home. But I'm telling you, we need to be energetic and help out in the house. And this is what God requires from a father. And if you do all of that, R stands for rewarded. He will be rewarded in seeing his children prosper as they walk in the truth of God's word. When you are a good role model, when you lead by example, when you stand and show the image of God among your family and your children, the reward that you will get is that you will see your children prosper, do well, and walking in the truth of God's word. 3 John chapter 1 verse 4 says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth." So this morning, let me tell you one more thing. We need to lead by example. Fathers, if there is one thing that I want you to take with you today, lead by example. God has given you a position as a leader within your family. Take that position seriously, especially in spiritual matters. Lead your family to excel and do greater things. And you can do it for the glory of God. Can we close our eyes for a word of prayer? I want to pray for all the fathers sitting here, that God will give us the wisdom and the intelligence to do the right thing and to train up our children, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your word that you have spoken to us. Father, as we looked into the five qualities of a godly father, Lord, I pray that these qualities may emulate in our lives, each and every day, how we lead our family. In everything that we do, we'll be a role model. We'll be people of integrity. We'll be able to manage our household well. We'll be able to discipline our children properly. We'll be able to intercede for our children, Father. I pray, Lord, that you are our Heavenly Father, and you are our example that we need to keep. And this morning, I pray for all the fathers and all those who are going to be fathers in the future, and those who want to be fathers, Lord, I pray that you bless us all, oh Father. This is a great responsibility that you've given us in our lives. Help us to manage and do what is right before you. I give you the glory and honor. I bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 As the children are coming forward,